Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Elvis Costello is probably best known for hits like Watching the Detectives, Veronica, and this song, Allison. But earlier this week, when the English singer-songwriter announced his latest release, it was with an unexpected collaborator, the hip-hop group The Roots. Now, Costello's no stranger to collaborating. We've heard him working with the Brodsky String Quartet, Burt Bacharach, Paul McCartney, and many others. And the Roots work with a lot of people, too, especially in their role as house band for Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. That's apparently where they got the idea for their new record, through backstage jam sessions with Elvis Costello. Well, we've got the first song from the new album, and joining us to take a listen and to discuss a few other unlikely collaborations is Emily Rems, managing editor at Bust Magazine. Emily, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks.
And happy anniversary, 20
Thank
years
you.
Of Bust Magazine.
20.
Let me play for you this song. It's called Walk Us Uptown from the forthcoming record by Elvis Costello and the Roots.
Will you walk us uptown? And wherever you go, you know we will follow. Will you walk us uptown? And we'll stand to sing our sorrow. Will you walk us uptown while our tears run in torrents? We suffer in silence or pray for some solace? Will you wash away our sins in the crossfire and cross currents? Uncross your fingers and take out some insurance.
Walk Us Uptown from the forthcoming record, which will be called Wise Up Ghost, Elvis Costello, and The Roots. Emily, what do you think?
I like it.
A good collaboration is you hear the two. It's like it's not something plastered on top of something else.
Right.
And this, I mean, you can hear that as an Elvis Costello song.
And it sounds so natural for both sides. I think they both come from, like, gritty urban backgrounds, and that's in their music, but they both, they're so polished, like, both sides as artists, that it really melds together so beautifully.
And if you just, like, listened to the singing and the kind of choppy guitar part, mm-hmm. I mean, I mentioned Watching the Detectives before, which has that kind of sort of reggae feel to it. It's in there too, but then you have all that production from the Roots layered on top of it. All right, so that is, you know, kind of a surprising collaboration, even for two artists who have done a lot of different things in their careers. But Emily, why we asked you here was to tell us about some other surprising collaborations. What's been a recent one that really was unexpected for you?
I felt like I did a double take when I found out this year back in May that Snoop Lion, formerly known as Snoop Dogg, had paired up with Miley Cyrus for the song Ashtrays and Heartbreaks, this song about, you know, like dead friends and stuff. And I wasn't quite sure what Miley would contribute to that track, but I actually really liked it.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was catchy.
So this is a surprising collaboration, but one that worked.
I thought so, yeah.
All right, this is Miley Cyrus and Snoop Lion, formerly Snoop Dogg.
Tonight there's gonna be a whole lot of smoke in the air. Blow it hard for the ones who ain't hit air. Seems like every day we're putting 1 6 feet underground. So blessed, what goes up must come down.
Now my buzz is gone, I need to reappoint reality. Can't let them see me weak, I need to pause on it. Possibility that everyone feels like me. Yeah. Ashtrays and heartbreaks. I lost some, so is the one. So put them on, let's reminisce. You're gone, but you never miss. Ashtrays and heartbreaks. I lost some.
Emily, our little girl is growing up.
I know, she's filling up ashtrays.
Miley Cyrus with the artist formerly known as Snoop Dogg, now Snoop Lion. Ashtrays and Heartbreaks is from the album Reincarnated, which came out earlier this year, along with the movie about how Snoop Dogg went to Jamaica and became Snoop Lion. So, I mean, you know, Miley Cyrus really is sort of trying to make that next step, you know, into sort of an adult artist. As
right,
opposed
she's
to
doing the Disney jump.
Yeah. So a surprising collaboration, but one that worked. Now give us one that shouldn't have worked, but did.
I chose Candy by Iggy Pop with Kate Pearson on it from
the
1990 album. Yeah, Kate Pearson's from the B-52s. Super pops, super
right,
southern.
Right.
Iggy Pop, you know, is like the Pope of punk. And 1990, his album Brick by Brick had this song on it, and it became his only top 40 hit ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been in Bust magazine a couple times over the last 20 years, and he's always said, like, oh, I hate love songs. I can't do love songs. But the one time he did, it was solid gold.
Let's hear Iggy Pop with Kate Pearson and Candy.
Candy, 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 I can't let you go. All my life, you're haunting me, I love you so. Candy, 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 I can't let you go. Life is crazy.
As Emily Rems told us, that was Iggy Pop's only top 40 hit in a very long and productive career, and it came when he collaborated with Kate Pearson of the B-52s back in 1990 on the album Brick by Brick and the song called Candy. Emily is managing editor at Bust Magazine, talking about surprising collaborations. That one, in her opinion, shouldn't have worked, but did. I mean, it sounds like even Iggy wouldn't have expected much from that.
Right, right.
There are many collaborations that, you know, should work but don't.
Mm-hmm.
What about one that shouldn't have worked and didn't?
I would have to say that Lou Reed and Metallica combining forces on Lulu was the worst ever.
Ever?
Probably. I mean, I think it's unlistenable.
So is this really one that shouldn't have worked? I mean, on paper, Lou Reed, Metallica, I mean, they both have a history of writing kind of edgy, aggressive songs. I mean,
I know that they were trying to be avant-garde, and I don't want to say, like, don't try to be avant-garde,
right.
You know when you're riffing on, like, two German plays and you're trying to make, like, a super heavy concept album that you're really asking a lot from your audience, I think.
And from yourself and your collaborators,
right,
apparently.
Right, right. Well, yeah, apparently, I don't know if you heard that interview where Lars Ulrich said that Lou Reed challenged him to a street fight while they were making this album. Like, I don't think they were even happy with it themselves.
Well, let's hear The View from the album Lulu. Let's say it was critically mixed,
yes,
when it came out. From Lou Reed and Metallica, an example of a collaboration that shouldn't have worked and didn't.
We worship someone who actively despises you. For worship, someone who actively despises you. I am the root. I am the progress. I'm the aggressor. I am the tablet. These 10 stories. Worship. Worship. Pain and evil have their place sitting here beside me. I offer them to you as servants of the gold that you must give. Pain and evil have their place sitting here beside me, and I offer them. I offer them
Lou Reed and Metallica collaborating on their rather controversial album called Lulu and a song called The View. Emily Rems, not impressed, managing editor at Bust Magazine, talking about unexpected collaborations, and that one shouldn't have worked, and lo and behold, did not, in her opinion, an opinion shared by many of the critics, I guess I have to say.
Right, yeah.
So September 17th, we get a chance to hear the full-on record from Elvis Costello and the Roots. We've only heard the one song so far. It is an unexpected collaboration. Do you hold out a lot of hope for this one?
I do. I think it's going to be great. There's a real beatnik quality to it so far that I really enjoy, and I can't wait to hear more.
All right. Emily Rems, Bust Magazine, 20th anniversary. Happy anniversary. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck.
Honor that vow, 'cause we must not change its course.